When it comes to making donations, the first resort is usually money, and a good one indeed. Then there's food, clothing, which will definitely make a difference in someone's life. But if you want to make a vital difference for someone, donate from deep within your heart.
I'm too busy. It causes weakness. Gotta go to the gym. I'm afraid of needles. I donate money every month. I'll do it next time. There's already enough in the blood banks.
O positive.
Excuses, excuses, excuses. Friends, don't give excuses. Give blood and pass it on.
We're at Tehran's Blood Transfusion Center, and I'm about to give blood.
You don't need to be a doctor to save lives. Chances are that you or someone close to you will need a blood transfusion in your lifetime. But who will be the hero of that story? Although none of us have superpowers, we all have the ability to do good and be a hero. We just need to find the courage and make a commitment to becoming a regular blood donor. Come on, it's just a slight pinch and you're done in 7 to 10 minutes after the registration and the screening.
Alright, so among the health benefits of giving blood is a reduction in blood pressure and the heart rate. And let's see how this goes.
The average healthy body contains between 7 to 10 pints of blood, and we regenerate our blood each day, so it's needless to say we have more than enough blood to spare.
Alright, so during screening they told me that I can't give a blood today, unfortunately, because 10 months ago I did this thing called hejomat, which is a traditional way of clearing the blood, also known as bloodletting. But now that I'm here, let's ask some blood donors a couple of questions.
من خیلی وقت بود که دوست داشتم خون بدم و دوستان پیشنهاد دادن که بریم خون بدیم یک دور مراجعه کردم کارت شناسی همراهم نبود امروز قسمت شد که
دفعه چهارم فکر کنم اگه اشتباه نکنم
دفعه آخری که اومدیم
که بوده کمتر از یه سال میشه
چی باعث میشه که
بیاین؟ اهدای خون به هم نوع نیازمند
هر سه ماه میام برای اهدای خون تو همین مرکز
Check this out and grab a calculator. A pint of blood could save the lives of 3 people. But if you got 3 more people to give blood, they could save 9 lives. And if they each got 3 people, that would be 27. 27 becomes 81. 81 becomes 243, 729, 2187, 6561, 19683, 59049, and millions of people. So you see, a single unit of blood can benefit several patients.
سازمان انتقال خون ایران در سال 1353 در واقع بنیانگذاری شد. در اون سال برای تهیه خون و در واقع تأمین خون برای آحاد مردم در سراسر کشور علاوه بر سازمان انتقال خون سازمان هلال احمر و در واقع ارتش کشور هم در اون موقع دخیل بودن و فعالیت میکرد.
Every day blood is needed for patients with blood disorders, critical medical emergencies, pregnancy complications, trauma causes, severely anemic patients, cancer patients, and the list unfortunately goes on. I went to the Zafar Thalassemia Center today in Tehran and realized the importance of donating blood on a regular basis. Blood flows, yes, but I got a chance to chit-chat with the recipients. The flow isn't always that smooth.
اهمیت اهدای خون برای بیمار تالاسمی مرگ و زندگی هست. یعنی واقعا اگر اهدا کننده نباشه یا کم باشه خون به بیمار تالاسمی نرسه بیمار تالاسمی بدون تعارف بدون هیچ رو خواهد مرد. یک کیسه خون تنها جون یک نفر دو نفر رو نجات نمیده. کسی که اهدا میکنه این خون رو تنها جون من رو نجات نمیده.
Human beings are members of a whole in creation of one essence and soul. If one member is afflicted with pain, other members uneasy will remain. Renowned Iranian poet Saadi.
We pray for the day that blood shortages disappear in the foreseeable future. And more importantly, we pray that newborns enter this world healthy and sound. Safura Nouruzi for Iran.